Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, I begin in the mysteries of the Federal Reserve, meeting these next hours to decide the interest rates to be charged to the best customer, a conversation with Liz Peek of The Hill and Fox News. The mystery for the Federal Reserve is we have an economy that in the third quarter grew robustly, and yet the Federal Reserve's target is 2% inflation. Growth and reducing inflation do not easily fit together. The Fed has been watching for unemployment numbers to rise. They're not. There's a strong economy with demand for people in all kinds of endeavors, especially outside hospitality services. So the Federal Reserve is looking for other metrics to give it direction. The direction right now is for more momentum, more hiring, more growth. That's a good thing, ordinarily. However, there is the possibility that the slowdown will continue into the first of the year, and then the Fed will be pleased. If it doesn't continue into the first of the year, the Fed will be challenged. Do you raise rates in an election year? The guidelines say you do not. Then again, we'll find out. And then a very happy conversation with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment in Berlin about how Europe is now evidencing support for and opposition to Ukraine, support for and opposition to Israel, support for and opposition to the United States. 27 members of the European Union are not on the same address, a page, whatever the metaphor is. They cannot work together. They're either feckless or still growing together. That is possible. I can hold out the likelihood that 100 years from now, the European Union will be a genuine union. All these contradictions, however, do not help in the unique and perilous situation of two regional wars in Eurasia simultaneously, draining the resources of all the members and also the United States. I then turn to a conversation about how bad it can get, how bad it is right now is obvious, how bad it can get, because what we do not know with the road ahead is China and Russia working together. What we do not know is China's economy being broken. What we do not know is Vladimir Putin exhausted by the bloodletting in Ukraine, making mistakes by opening another front. We do not know any of those things. Nothing can be removed from the possibility given these last months and now with the war in the Middle East. Then a conversation with Mary Kissel about Iran and the Biden administration's engagement with Iran. Is it over? Does it end now with the evidence that Iran directs and embraced, financed, and perhaps even green-lighted 10-7 for Hamas? There are other bad actors, Qatar and Turkey, I discussed later in the show. London. Joe Sternberg has a breakthrough for me to understand that the property bubble that we now see in China did not cause the bad banking situation they have with people unable to get loans or repay their loans. No, the property bubble is a symptom of bad banking. It's reverse of how that works in the United States. And then the labor leader, Keir Starmer, having said the right thing, that he does not support a ceasefire in Gaza, that Israel has a right to defend itself, is being pummeled by his own party called a war criminal. Clearly, the Labor Party has a lot of work to do to end the anti-Semitism suspect ever since Jeremy Corbyn led it within these last years. And then a happy conversation with Jonathan Schanzer because he's had a better idea. Tell Iran, tell Qatar, tell Turkey that their support for Iran for Hamas is unacceptable and to tell Hamas to put their hands up and come out. That's Jonathan's suggestion. Does he believe they'll do it? No, but it's good for the U.S. to speak aloud and its allies to speak aloud of where the problem comes. Hamas is a tentacle. The brain, the driver, the money is Tehran. And then On to nuclear weapons. America's strategic posture, a new document, you can access it, is proposing that 5% of the DOD and DOE annual budget be devoted to rebuilding the nuclear weapons arsenal. The U.S. is now challenged by having two peers with nuclear powers, China and Russia, face in a potential conflict. There is no easy guide from the 20th century when it was only Russia and the United States with nuclear weapons facing each other. A conversation with Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center about what the options are for the nuclear tangle ahead. More states can become nuclear weapons-bearing states, and that is why the unhappiness about Iran these many years. Gregory Copley is here later to discuss the suggested corruption in the Nigerian election now set aside by the Nigerian Supreme Court. That doesn't solve the corruption problem, but it does end the debate about whether Bola Tinubu will continue as president despite some false statements he is alleged to have made when he was lived in the United States. We also discuss Gaza and the disorder and risk in the UK and the EU. Every weekend, 100,000 people turning out sympathetic to Hamas, which is breathtakingly appalling. But at the same time, there it is. You can see from the river to the sea signs in those marches in central London and in Paris. Then another conversation about Xi and the failure of the Chinese economy, and does that make Xi more or less likely to try an adventure, say, move against the Philippines or sink a Taiwanese ship? Finally, a report from Nairobi, Kenya, where King Charles and the Queen Camilla have arrived for the beginning of King Charles's visit to the Commonwealth. He's graciously received by President Ruto and his wife, and all the smiles in Nairobi are significant because Kenya is one of those states that's turned itself around, that has a burden of debt from the Belt and Road, but it's working hard to shed that debt and to grow. And that's all positive. At the same time, Charles has said in his speech to the legislature on the first day to have said that that he regrets the abuses during the 1950s by the British authorities towards the Kenyan peoples. That has to do with the period known as the Mau Maus. There was a lot of brutality, and Charles is not apologizing. He's saying he regrets that. The word apology was not used. There's more to the King's visit. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.